was cragging. So, first and foremost, big shout out to Jaguar, right? For anybody who doesn't know who Jag is, she apparently, I don't know her whole background story, but she was an artist. She made it to the industry, you know, obviously got acquainted with people in the industry. Not sure exactly who she knew, but I know that she did know people like The Roots. It's off the top of my head, that's the only people I can think at the moment. But she, you know, had a full-time job there doing her thing. And then eventually, you know, from what I understand, she ran into some bullshit and said, you know what? I'm not shutting my mouth. I'm going to speak out until things are, you know, are dealt with. She literally speaks the same shit that I speak as far as, you know, the rituals and the gatekeepers and people fucking each other over and murders and sacrifices and this and that. But the difference between me and her is that she has details. She has names. She names names. Me personally, I don't have any kind of affiliation with Hollywood, so I don't know anybody. Therefore, I can't really name any names. But yo, man, if you haven't checked her out, please, please do, because she speaks on Whitney Houston's death, Bobby Christina's death, and a guy, I think the guy's name was Nick, her boyfriend, her husband, or something. But she claims that Whitney Houston was, obviously she was murdered, sacrificed, whatever, and the whole reason behind it was that her, I guess the deal with her and Clive Davis was she was about to inherit like $100 million or some crazy shit, you know, and be set for life. Well, as long as she played it right. And Clive Davis was like, nah, I ain't having that shit. I need that. And sent whoever over to do the deed. Now, apparently, if I can remember correctly, before she died, Ray J was dating her or something. I don't even understand how that even works. And apparently he was the guy that actually let the person who was going to do the deed into the house. And she was severely beaten up by whoever that person was, and then was put in the bathtub and, you know, the whole setup. Because of that $100 million. We gotta understand this, like I said many, many times before. People like Clive Davis, people like Quincy Jones, you know, all the gatekeepers, at least that's what I call them, gatekeepers, because they're in a high position to where they can make or break your career. And the negative aspect of that is that they can hold shit against you. And this is like some low-level shit. You know, hey, you want me to promote your music? Oh, okay, well, you're going to have sex with me. And that, like I said, is like a low-level ultimatum, deal, whatever you want to call it. You know, all the way up to, okay, you want to be in the $20 million range. Okay, cool. I need you to set your grandmother up, set your sister up, set your brother up, whoever. And this is just me generally speaking. I'm not talking about Whitney Houston in particular. But they set your family up to be sacrificed or be accidentally killed. And that really solidifies your trust between these demons. And it also, I guess in a sense, would give them enough information or blackmail, I should say, to where if you ever did decide to speak out and go against the system, that they could set you up and put you in jail for the rest of your life. Now, that's usually how it works. I mean, just like how the whole Epstein thing, you know, is all, from what I understand, all blackmail. Whether that's true or not, I really don't know. But it was one way or another a form of blackmail, because they were getting all a bunch of political figures, you know, in hot water with underage women and taking pictures of them in the act, so that if they ever did go against the grain, well, we're going to expose you as a child molester or a child rapist or, you know, whatever. This is how the music industry works. This is how Hollywood works, in a nutshell. It's not just music. It's movies. It's all of entertainment. There's no way around it. Yeah, you can not divulge into it, and you don't have to be a part of it, but your career is not going to go anywhere, you know? And that's even if you have connections, it might not go anywhere. Why? Because, well, it just depends on what you're putting out. You know, if you're putting out regular garbage, just like, you know, everybody and their mother's doing, okay, they might allow it to slip through the cracks on certain instances. But if you're trying to, like, make people aware of shit and wake people up, they're not going to allow that shit. All they're going to do is tell whoever you know to not allow that shit to come out, you know? Do whatever you got to do so that that shit doesn't make it out. Simple as that. I know it sounds kind of stupid, but that's literally how simple it is. It is nothing, this whole world is nothing but a big old mob affiliated, and I'm not saying like the Italian mob, don't get me wrong, they still exist, but just that mob mentality of using force, killing, harm, you know, but on top of black magic and white magic and you know, ritual this and ritual that, which gives it a whole nother aspect, because, I mean, there's so much you can do with magic, and there's so much you can do casting spells on people, or, for that matter, calling upon certain entities, demonic entities, whatever you want to call them. Sorry, I got the hiccups. And then asking them for their help or their guidance to become whatever you're trying to become in the industry. Now, the only problem with that is you owe them. At the end of your life, you owe them. And if you're willing to take that chance and ruin your whole rest of eternal life, by all means, go for it. I'm not going to stop you, but I will at least warn you and show you the right way to do it, because, like I said, the shit ain't no joke, man, and you will lose your soul. A lot of these people out here saying, oh, that just means, you know, you selling your soul just means you're all about the money. Nah, hell no. YB and Amir said that shit. I seen a video on it. Whether that's old or new, I don't know. But it's way fucking deeper than that, yo. Don't let nobody out here tell you that selling your soul is signing a contract and just being all about the money and materials. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you're selling out for material shit and fake shit, but there's a whole spiritual, demonic side to this shit. And I guess, I don't know, people think that it's not real, and I can't understand why anybody can't see it. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what the fuck it is. I mean, the industry is a cutthroat place. It's half the reason why I never wanted to be famous. I don't want the fame. I don't want the clout. I don't want that energy, man. It's just, once you become famous, and then you feel like you gotta withhold this fucking image, and you gotta have a certain amount of money because you gotta uphold this flashy lifestyle. I gotta drive nice cars all the time. I gotta have brand new clothes all the time. It's just like, yo, that is one of the biggest fucking distractions on this planet. It's just, it's all hidden though, you know? And that's how they do it. They hide it all from you until you get there. And then once you're there, you know, you're kind of like, oh, fuck, what do I do? You know, some people get addicted to it. Some people say, fuck that, I'm leaving. And some people just dive headfirst into it because that's all they know. And honestly, I guess that's all they care about, you know? That, and they probably really, truly don't understand what they're doing. I mean, because if you think about it, if somebody truly knew that they were literally giving up their soul and becoming more of a slave, a trafficked human, any of that, you would think that the majority would be like, oh, nah, I'm good off that, you know, but they compartmentalize it. So that, you know, you can only see so much at one point in time, you know? That's with everything, you know? The truth has been broken up and compartmentalized, you know, to the fullest. So that you gotta, you know, spend hours and hours, days, months, years, decades, and follow it and search so that you can understand it and put it all together, you know? That's where I'm at right now, is that I've done, you know, my 12 years of research. I mean, it still goes on, you know. I mean, it's not like I stopped, but I've been doing it for a solid decade and a couple years more, and the way that I understand how Earth works, how reality works, and how they operate, it to me makes perfect sense, you know. I can see how Hollywood works. Not to the fullest extent, but a general idea. I can see how the political system works. I can see why money was made. I can see, you know, the magic, the manipulation, the subliminal manipulation, you know, the television and all the bullshit they program you with. I can see it all. And then one aspect, it feels great because I can see something that somebody else doesn't. And then another aspect, it's the most depressing fucking thing in the world. And I say that because you finally figure out that everything you know from the time you were born until the day that you die is all a bunch of bullshit lies. Sugarcoating and manipulation and, you know, lies upon lies to keep you distracted and to keep you building the narrative that they want you to build, not what you want to build. You know, like I always say, I always go back to You know, I feel like we were supposed to be living in the woods, you know, just like the Hadza tribe in Tanzania. I think it's Tanzania or Tasmania. I think it's Tanzania. Live off the land, you know. Live in homes that are natural. Eat food that's caught, cut, cooked, and served by us. Those people are so healthy that they live in 100 and some odd degree weather, running miles and miles through the woods, and they don't sweat because they're used to it. Their body is so strong that probably nothing could kill them, bacteria and virus wise. But yeah, I mean, that's what it is, man. And we've been lied to from the day that we were born to perpetuate this bullshit narrative of so-called reality, when we all have an inkling in our stomach that we know that this is a bunch of bullshit. But that's why I do what I do. That's why I continue to speak out no matter what happens. It's the way it needs to be. And I hope one day that you guys speak out too. Because we need y'all, man. As much as you think you're not important, you're very important. The people who don't speak out, y'all are the reason why we haven't woken up yet. Why I say that? I don't mean to sound harsh, but it's because we need everybody to speak. Once everybody speaks, then everybody's on the same terms. Once everybody's on the same terms, we all stand up and we fucking blow these people out the water. Straight up.